from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So this week we're going to talk about something that I've had a hand in, and Nigel thinks it's quite useful looking, and he is going to ask me about it. So basically, the business that I work for, called Insights Media, my colleague actually, and I, my colleague Rasheen, she's written this report, but we've created the first of what we hope to be many kind of quarterly research roundups on specific themes that are pertinent to learning and development. And we've started with the first
guess
one
what?
Just about to come out.
Guess what? We've started with, you've started.
Yeah,
with.
Guess the,
you've started get, with, you know, the,
guess the topic.
Yeah, a minor thing that no one's really interested in, but you've decided to highlight it. It's called, let me just tell you the title, it's called Generative AI, How Artificial Intelligence is Shaping the Future of Work. And spot on, Martin, you know, the publication of the moment. And it says, curated research from Insights Media. And it is excellent. It looks good. It's not too long. And it comes up with six recommendations at the end. So it was me who said, let's talk about it, not Martin trying to bend my arm and say, oh, we must talk about this. And I think it's well worth talking about. Of all the things we've talked about, this stands up with the best of them, I think. So, Martin, let's start with a very obvious question. Why did you do this? What is the point of yet another publication, white paper, whatever, into the world?
Well, anyone that knows me or my business might know that we have a huge interest in research and insights, and we base out a lot of our work and output on that. So we already do what we call research digested. So whenever we see a piece of research that we think is interesting for our audience, we would kind of digest it and create an article that just looks at the key stats and the things that might be worth thinking about. And you and I talk a lot on this podcast about research too. It's a really important theme. And we also, as our business, also help kind of produce similar types of research or roundups and summaries of research for some of our clients. So it basically is something that we've been doing forever, and it right back in the midst of time, you know, as a journalist, it's such an important source for any kind of story. It's like, well, what do we know about this topic? And I think it's because of all of that, we thought, wait a minute, we're not doing this for ourselves. We should also be putting something together. So we thought maybe a thematic approach might be useful. And there's so much noise and research and all sorts of opinion around AI, generative AI and its impact, that we thought maybe we should start here. So we've basically kind of selected five bits of research and just summarized them, looked at some of the key points in them, and at the end we've sort of put together a few sort of what we call action points, the things that are worth considering based on what these research reports say. Yeah. The aim is basically to try and, you know, help navigate. There's so much information out there. This is just supposed to be something that is a sort of summarizes
it's a great starting point, because this is the world according to M. Cousins. Neither is it, there's only one report you need to read and this is it. It gives you five excellent reports. One is from Deloitte, another is from McKinsey, another is from Harvard, another is from the AI Infrastructure Alliance, and Salesforce is the final one. So these are really big players. All of them, I would argue, their business depends on getting this right. And they say different things, so that there's not one point being repeated five times. So you get to read, maybe spend 10 or 15 minutes deciding which of these reports you really need to look at in detail, and you can then go back to them. The URLs are all there for them. And then you draw this conclusion. You have six action points, which let's go through the action points, because I think this is a very useful part of the document. So most places either are all action points with no substance behind them, or all content with no action points. And you've managed to give us limited content, but hand picking what's really good and interesting and we should read, taking further with, in this case, six action points. So what are they, Martin?
The six that we've come up with are, firstly, be clear how AI will help performance. There's a really interesting piece of research that we talked about on the podcast, which is, you know, showing that some tasks are really do benefit from using generative AI and some don't. And I think that's really important if you're looking at performance across the business. Move from awareness to understanding. I think a lot of people outside of work are beginning to play with these tools, but actually how much understanding do they have of how they should be used at work, what the risks are, what the potential is? You know, I think that's a really important part for learning and development to get involved with. Then there's a focus on upskilling, and that kind of moves on from the last point. Basically, just because people are familiar with the tool doesn't mean they know how to use it well. You know, we did a whole episode on how to use generative AI for writing and research,
yeah,
didn't we?
Prompts, and, yeah. Just, you know, just how to write, yeah, prompts and how to engage with the technology, which, yeah, most people have not. They use it as a kind of alternative to Google, which is ridiculous because it's not an alternative to,
yeah,
Google.
So exactly. So the fourth one is learn from other early adopter functions. I think learning has got, it's such a great opportunity here, because some research is showing that some other functions in the business that have adopted this already and have it embedded in the way they work are seeing some really interesting results. So I think it's about, and learning is not one of those early adopter functions, really. So there is an opportunity to go and see what other people are doing. Fifth action point is focus on policy development for safe use of the tools. Now, that is pretty much what we've said a bit earlier about people's understanding, but in particular, organizations' policy and governance around this is really lagging behind usage and experimentation. So I think that has to be, that's a really important area. And the final point is be realistic about your budget. So that report that talks about budget and investment is saying that there's little awareness of the total cost of ownership of the technologies. So you've really got, there's so many tools out there, so many opportunities to experiment. Actually, what is your roadmap going to look like in learning for the technologies that you choose? And how much is it actually going to cost you? This is not some kind of playground where you have unlimited budget. So actually, how are you going to spend it? It sounds like an obvious thing to say, but actually that report and research really gets into the nitty gritty of that and what you need to be thinking about. So they're six of the takeaways.
Yeah.
So
I would add a seventh one, and that came from Cameron Heidrich, who's the CLO of Citibank. He's based in New York. And Cameron said, if you're not playing around with AI, if you're not trying it, you're already behind last week, and you'll be even further behind next week and even further behind next month. So he's saying, start now. And you don't have to put the entire business at risk. Like, he works for a bank, which is obviously very, very risk conscious. But they are using sandboxes and playing around and working out what they should do. And the last one about realistic about your budget. One of the things I always recommend to LMD is, if this is important, you can find someone in the business who will think it's important too, and they will pay for it. You don't have to use your budget necessarily, but you have to serve other parts of the business who might well want a helping hand and a part of the organization that will manage it, look at it carefully, maybe do some profound research on it to get it moving in the organization. But this is so fast moving. You know, Martin, when we talked last time, we hadn't seen the voice activated ChatGPT, the ability to upload pictures straight, you know, as PDFs, just drop them in, or as any other format, straight in to analyze those images. So it's so fast moving that if you don't jump on the train, you are going to be left well and truly behind. But there are really six excellent points, with, I would argue, my seventh as an important point. And good for you. This, thousands of people should be reading this. Where do they get it from? Do they get it from insightsmedia.co.uk?
Yes. I'll put a link around the podcast as well. But if you go to the website, you'll find it. The thing about it is, I think there's that idea of there's lots of noise, there's lots of hype. It's quite hard to distinguish what should be listened to and what shouldn't. And I think the other thing is that this report will, you know, have a shelf life that's probably quite limited because there's a lot of research being done around this right now because everyone's jumping into using it. So it's great. There's actually a lot of research that can be done because of that usage. But I like to think that it's a moment in time. And right now, this is a kind of summary of some of the research that gives you an indication of direction of travel.
It's the publication du jour. And therefore, don't wait around. Go get it now. Yeah. Read it. And start to build on some of the insights coming from Insights Media. Thanks very much, Martin.
Thanks. From scratch.